Morning, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. Welcome back to the Prince to King podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Ruse, and I empower young men to find their power, passion, and purpose. Welcome back. This is our last podcast of 2024. Hope you're all celebrating the year. I hope you achieved your goals. I hope you became the man that you were meant to always become this year. And if you didn't, then I hope you are gearing up for a massive 2025. Today, we're talking about why role models are essential for growth and success. If you do not have a coach, if you do not have a mentor, get one. It is the fastest way, it is the most efficient way to level up your life. There is no greater investment that you can make. And if you're a mum or dad listening right now, this goes for you guys. There is no greater investment that you can make than investing into a mentor who will take an interest in your life, that has a structured program that can help you get from where you are to where you want to go. Nothing. There will not be a better investment in your life that you can make. So let's review. Every single successful sports star has a coach. Not only do they have a coach, they have a team of assistant coaches. Not only do they have a coach and a team of assistant coaches, they have a nutritionist. They have a rehab specialist or a physio. They might even have a specific mindset coach. The most successful people in the world will have a team of coaches and specialists around them. That is no coincidence. If the greatest in the world are surrounding themselves with people who can coach and mentor them, don't you think, little Jimmy, that you might need a coach? Don't you think, little Jimmy, that it might be a good idea to look towards what successful people do and say, well, if every successful person has a coach or mentor, I should probably get a coach or mentor. Not, I'll do it by myself. That's what little boys think. Little boys don't ask for help. Right? Men seek out coaches and mentors so that they can accelerate their growth. They are humble enough to admit that they don't know everything. I have coaches and mentors. I've spent over six figures in the last 4 years just on my own personal development. Just on coaches and mentors for myself. And I can assure you, I'm going to spend another six figures in the next 4 years, okay? It's so crucial. One of the defining differences between successful people and unsuccessful people is the fact that successful people get coaches and mentors and unsuccessful people don't. Unsuccessful people learn things the hard way. Unsuccessful people do it by themselves. Unsuccessful people learn really slow as a result. Successful people go, I want to do this thing. Who's someone who's done this thing? Great. Let me pay him so that he can teach me how to do this thing. Now I've learned. It's taken me 2 weeks. Unsuccessful person goes, well, let me try this thing for the next 12 months and see if I figure it out. And sometimes, most of the time, they don't even figure it out. That's sports stars. Look at actors and actresses. They all have acting coaches. They all have coaches that help them become better actors and actresses. You think Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling, Leonardo DiCaprio, you think they don't have acting coaches that help them act better? Of course they do. And then what happens? Hang on, let me just Google their net worth. Let me just see how much money they're worth. Let me just see how many movies they've been in. Let's see how successful they are, right? I'm not Googling Joe Blow down the road who's acting by himself in a one-bedroom apartment trying to do it the hard way. No, I don't even know who that is. I look at successful business people. Elon Musk talks about this a lot. Mark Cuban talks about this a lot. Gary Vee. Every successful person who has made it to the pinnacle of their industry talks about one thing, having a coach or a mentor that took them under their wing and helped them understand the industry, helped them get to where they wanted to go. Every single one. Every single one. And you're going to sit there and tell me that you, little Jimmy, you don't need a coach or mentor with no money in your bank account, with poor relationships, with anger and sadness and unfelt emotions, with unrealized dreams and goals, whilst you currently live outside of your potential and beneath your potential, you're telling me that you don't need a coach or a mentor? Okay, bro. Nothing I can say now after this podcast. If at the end of this podcast, you get to it and you go, yeah, I'm good. I don't need a coach or a mentor. Then you will never, ever be successful in any realm in your entire life. You will not achieve success in any realm because your mindset is poison. That mindset kills you and only you. It kills the future you that you could become. It kills the potential that you're striving to step into. So, no, there is nothing I can do to help you if you have the mindset that you can do this by yourself. Because no one who's ever achieved any metric of success thought that way. And you will not be the first, okay? I assure you, one of two things will happen. You will never achieve your dreams, you'll never achieve your goals, and you will live a life of mediocrity below your potential. Or you will change your mind and seek help and get a coach or get a mentor. That's it. Only two paths before you. If you have the mindset that like, yeah, I know, Dylan, where do I find a coach or mentor? Okay, they're everywhere, guys. Coaches and mentors are everywhere. You just have to ask, right? If you just started a new, ask the CEO, ask your manager, ask the director, hey, do you have 30 minutes? Can I buy you a coffee? Can I buy you lunch? I'd love to pick your brain. Okay? Tutors are out there for specific academic challenges if you're going through that. Get a tutor. I was in year 12, 18 years old, and my handwriting, still to this day, don't know if you can see that, it's not very good. Handwriting was never my strong suit. And in year 12, at 18 years old, as I'm getting ready to sit my exam, all my teachers basically told me, Dylan, you're going to fail year 12. No one will be able to read your handwriting. You need to go and get a handwriting coach. And I was like, all right, shit, I better go get a handwriting coach. And I'll never forget walking in to this handwriting coach's office, and it was set up for like 5 to 10 year olds. The little desks, little chairs, coloring books, toys, like Lego sets. And here I am, 18 years old, 18 year old boy man, walk in there and I'm just like, crap, hit to my ego, right? Massive hit to my ego. Here I am learning how to handwrite, doing these stencils that 5 to 10 year olds do because I never learned and I never put that time and effort into that skill set. But I had to do this. Otherwise, I was going to fail year 12, 13 years of my life for nothing, right? Because people couldn't read my handwriting. So what happened? I went, I think half a dozen to a dozen times, 6 to 12 times I went, sat down, swallowed my pride, and I learnt from this coach. Every time in that office, every time I walked in, people looking at me funny. What the hell? So you can either have your ego or you can have success. Can't have both. So I had a choice then and there at 18 years old when I walked into that office. Do I choose my ego? Go, nah, this isn't for me. I'll be good. Walk away. Fail my HSC. Fail my year 12 exams. Or do I swallow my ego and go, this sucks. find the laughter in it. Sit down and get coached. I had that choice to make. Fortunately, at that stage, I realized the importance and I did get help. And I did do really well in my exams. I got the marks that I wanted and I succeeded. You can't have both. So there is nothing broken or wrong with you if you seek out a mentor. It is the sign of a successful mindset, as I said earlier. It is not something that you need to feel shame or embarrassment about. It is something that you should be proud of. And guess what? To kind of help you young men out, guess who loves it when you have a coach or a mentor? Any guesses? That girl you like. The girl down the street, right? They love it. They love it when you work on yourself, when you're showing through your actions that I have some deficiencies that I'm aware of and I need to work on these deficiencies, and I'm proud of that. You can be proud of that, all right? You'll have girls all around the world. You'll have girls in Hawaii sending you DMs and messages being like, oh my gosh, you work on yourself? Love heart, love heart, love heart. It's going to be great. It'll be good for you, okay? Your friends, maybe they reject you at first, but I can assure you, once the laughter dies down and they stop making fun of you, there are going to be friends in your group that goes, I'm going to watch him now. I'm going to see where he goes. I'm going to see how he improves. Maybe I'm going to ask him, hey man, you got a coach, you got a mentor? Who is it? How'd you do that? Why'd you do that? But if you can stand in your confidence, if you can stand in your power and just be like, yeah, man, I got myself a coach. I've got myself a mentor. I got a coaching call Thursday night. I can't come jump on the PlayStation. I got stuff to do, man. I got to work on myself. And you guys can easily do that. Easily develop the confidence to just say, just stand in your confidence, stand in your power. Because it is the confident man. It is the successful man who gets the coach and the mentor. It is the insecure man. It is the weak man who says, no, I don't need that. So when we start to shift our mindset, it becomes the no-brainer to get a coach and a mentor. It becomes the easy thing to do to get a coach and a mentor because you realize, hang on, what are my values? Do I value being strong and successful? Yes. Do I value growth? Yes. Do I want to stay exactly where I am? No. Do I have challenges that I'm going through right now? Yes. If I had the answers, then I wouldn't be going through this. So I clearly don't have the answers. Okay, I'm going to go get a coach. I'm going to go get a mentor. That's how you think about it. That's how you start to shift your mindset, okay? All of the most successful people in the world have coaches and mentors. Why would you limit yourself? Why would you tell yourself that you don't need a coach or a mentor? It's beyond me. But I've been there. I've been in your shoes. I remember being 16 or 17 or up until I was 16 or 17. Going to the airports because we traveled quite a lot as a family. And I'd walk into the bookstores with my brother and there'd always be that self-help section in the bookstore. I don't know if anyone goes into bookstores anymore. Self-help section. And me and my brother would go up there and we'd make fun of all the titles. We'd be like, what kind of loser needs self-help? What the hell? What is wrong with these people? But I was wrong. I was dead wrong. There I was at 16, 17, thinking that I knew better than all of the most successful people in the entire world. What kind of egomaniac am I? What kind of idiot am I? There I was, 16, 17, with no success in any field whatsoever. I was a boy. A boy. Thinking that I knew better than millionaires, billionaires, successful athletes, successful actors and actresses, successful celebrities, successful music producers, successful music artists, successful businessmen and women. Me at 16, 17 with zero runs on the board, with zero track record in any area in my life, thought that I had life figured out. Of course I didn't. Of course I didn't. Just like you, the young man listening right now, do not have life figured out. I did not have life figured out. Still, to this day, I am still figuring life out. I still have coaches and mentors, and I will continue to have coaches and mentors until I die, because that is what life is all about. It is about growth. It is about pushing through our limitations, breaking through our barriers, understanding ourselves better. I have goals and dreams that I have that I have not achieved. And I know that the pathway to achieve those hopes and goals and dreams is through getting a mentor or a coach. That's the fastest way. Sure, maybe I can do it by myself, but why would I? Why would I do it by myself? When I've got access to support, coaches, mentors, people who have been where I want to go and can help me get there, why would I do that by myself? Doesn't make any sense. Successful people don't do it by themselves, guys. That's why they are successful. It's the reason why they're successful. Okay? So surround yourself with other young men that think this way. Because if you fall into a group who all thinks that they don't need any help and that their life's just fine, man, you're going to stay there. You're going to stay stuck. You are the product of the five people you spend the most time with. And your success is determined on the five people that you compare yourself to the most. So not necessarily who you spend the most time with, but who you compare yourself with. If you're comparing yourself to your friends, look at your friends' lives. Do you want that? Do you want where they're going? Do you want where they're heading, or do you want something else? And if you want something else, then you have to compare yourself to people that are where you want to go. And what did they do? They got coaches and mentors. All right. I've just been harping on for coaches and mentors now for 16 minutes. I'll take a sip of my coffee and I will leave you with this. Reach out to us, young man. We have a program called Prince to King. It is designed specifically for you listening right now. We have coaches and mentors ready to start working with you today to help you overcome whatever challenges you're going through and to help you step into your potential and achieve your goals, whatever they are. Whether you are struggling with your mental health, your confidence, your habits, your sleep schedule, figuring out what your purpose is, figuring out what your goals are, no matter who you are, no matter what you are going through, we can help. We can help here at Prince to King. So reach out, send us a message, send me an email. Find me on Instagram, dylan.roos, dylan.roos. I check all my inboxes. I check the request page. I check the hidden folder. I'm checking always. So your message will get through to me. Send me an email, performance@dylanroscoaching.com. performance@dylanroscoaching.com. Send me an email. Say, Dylan, I need a mentor. Okay? We will set you up with one. We'll jump on a call. We will chat with your parents. We will find you a mentor and a coach that will work with you to help you achieve your goals, to help you overcome the challenges. I wish that I could go back in time and give my 12, 13-year-old self a coach and a mentor, because I would have made far fewer mistakes. I would have been far more successful earlier on in life. I would have developed myself into the man that I am today much earlier on. I would have overcome so much more, so much earlier on. But I can't do that. So now I can give back. I can give back to you, young men. I can give back through the program with proven strategies and frameworks. So reach out. I hope you have a great Christmas. I hope you have a great Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you're celebrating in this holiday period. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you're surrounded by loved ones. If you found this podcast useful, please subscribe and leave a review. I think it takes less than 60 seconds. The more people I'm able to reach, the bigger this brotherhood will grow. And as always, Young Kings, sending you love and strength.